This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 1st, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Hurricane Harvey's devastation will produce the most expensive cleanup in American history. He's putting the price tag at $125 billion. In all, 780,000 Texans were required to evacuate. 100,000 homes were affected, and 200,000 homes are without power right now. The Texas governor has also declared this Sunday as a day of prayer. He encouraged Texas, quote, to seek God's wisdom for ourselves and our leaders, and ask for his merciful intervention and healing in this time of crisis, unquote. Disaster relief units are an important part of helping Houston and surrounding areas. The Worldview interviewed Kristen Koenig, an assistant program manager with Samaritan's Purse, who is with a disaster relief unit in Victoria, Texas. They are waiting for the okay to go into Houston and begin helping and supporting those affected by the hurricane. Meanwhile, Samaritan's Purse is assisting those in Victoria who were impacted by the storm. Koenig told the Worldview that the people in Victoria are hopeful.
The spirit of the people here, as they see help coming and as power starts to return to the town, I do think that those are all signs of hope. And when they know that people are helping them, I think that they are greatly encouraged. So there's definitely devastation and heartache here still, but I do see, especially with the passing of the storm and relief efforts coming their way, there's a lot more encouraging things happening in their lives.
Koenig shared how people could pray for those affected.
Prayer for the families of the victims, prayer for the survivors as they begin to recover. Also prayer for the volunteers that are coming down here for their safety, just that they would be greatly impacted by the work of God.
If you're interested in helping with the disaster relief teams of Samaritan's Purse, go to the link in today's transcript at theworldview.com. In the words of Psalm 29, verse 10, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. A pregnant woman about to give birth and her husband were stranded in a Houston apartment when a dump truck came by to rescue them. The neighbors formed a human chain to help the woman into the truck. Andrea Smith gave birth to a healthy baby at the hospital. The couple told People magazine that, quote, everything about this pregnancy we said is God's will. That's why her name is Adrielle. It means she belongs to God, unquote. The United States government has asked the Russians to close their embassies in Washington, D.C., New York City, and San Francisco. This follows the Russian government's recent scale down of American state personnel in Russia. A Sanhedrin court in Israel has ruled that Jewish Messianic converts may not marry inside the country. A Messianic couple had requested the ability to marry under Jewish law, but their request was rejected, according to a report from WorldNetDaily.com. A band of Hindus beat a Christian pastor in the Rajasthan state of India, calling on him to renounce Christ and worship a false god. Harjot Singh Sethi told Morningstar News that he was, quote, glad the Lord considered him worthy to share his pain, unquote. He said, quote, my Lord was crucified, his disciples were persecuted, and violence against Christ's followers is not a new thing. This was to come, unquote. While Pastor Sethi is recovering from his injuries, he's undaunted in the ministry. He says, quote, the Lord is an ever-victorious king, and his gospel must be preached, unquote. Paul's testimony in Philippians 3:10 is that I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participate in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Life News reports that 85% of babies conceived in the United States with Down syndrome are purposefully killed in their mother's wombs. The UK abortion rate for Down syndrome children stands at 90%, and Denmark 98%. Yet, a study published by the National Institutes of Health indicates that 99% of people with Down syndrome are happy with their lives. 99% of them love their families, and 96%, quote, like how they looked, unquote. As Psalm 82:4 says, "Let us rescue these weak ones and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.